Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Free for All Friday, October 3rd. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Hey, listen, Ian, I want you to know that after I got off the air, after I was bleeding on the air,
the blood incident.
Yeah, it was gushing. I decided to go to the ER and just make sure that everything was okay.
Oh, man.
And I'm telling you, they took one look at it. They had me stay overnight. So
good thing you got this Odyssey health insurance.
Yeah, I was released this morning. Yeah, good thing.
You should have called me and told you were in the hospital. I would have brought you celery sticks.
It's okay. Yeah, that would have been nice. But no, they kept me overnight. They looked at it and they just kept me overnight. I posted yesterday a picture of the rag that I was using to dab the blood that was gushing from my face, and then there's a bandage on my face and. Oh. It eventually stopped, but they did want to hold me overnight for observation. That post on my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air, is at 15,500 views. Is that insane? I mean, that's crazy.
Isn't it crazy what people will respond to,
15,000 views to a bloody rag and a Band-Aid on my face.
You could put out like the most like prescient, well thought out like political angle or criticism of the media.
I do.
And it's crickets, but you hold up a picture of a bloody napkin. People are like, I gotta respond.
No, it's insane. It's crazy. All right, so Sunday the Saints are in the Caesar Superdome against the Giants. I think this is a game that they win. It's going to be interesting to watch this young quarterback because, I watched him last year at Ole Miss. And I thought he was a good quarterback. Jackson Dart. Jackson spelled J-A-X-O-N, Jackson Dart. He's mobile. He knows how to run the ball, and the Saints' defense is going to have to get after him. You know, something happens psychologically to a lot of people, and I don't know if this is going to happen to Jackson Dart. I hope it does. But when you do something and you do a really good job at it, but nothing was expected of you because he was new. Nothing was expected of him. So he came out and he did a good job last week. This week, what happens is after somebody does something and they do it well, they try really hard to do even better. But that puts pressure on them, and it prevents them from being as good as they can be. I forget what the name of it is in psychology, but it deals with our conscious self and our subconscious self. And it's about this idea that, well, for example, I'll just give you this example. This was an example in a book that I read about this a few years ago. If you're a golfer and you haven't played in a long time, and even if you're not a golfer, you can relate to this, whether it's golf or something else. If you're a golfer and you haven't played in a long time and you go out and you just shoot a really great round of golf, and then like the next day or 2 days later, you're going to go back out and do it again. Man, you might think, man, I did so well. I did so well the other day that, man, I'm going to kill it today. And you try to beat what you did last time. In trying to beat what you did last time, you actually screw up because you try too hard. Because nothing was expected of you. You hadn't played in a while, so you just go out, hey, I'm just going to go out and play golf. You know, I'm just going to go out and play. Haven't played in a while. Might not be that great. I'm just going to go out and do it. And you go out and you do a great job. But then when you come back the next time to do it, you try to beat what you did the first time, and that gets all up in your head, and you try too hard. And so I'm hoping that that's what happens to Jackson Dart. Plus, I hope the Saints defense just gets all over him. And there were some positive signs with the Saints defense last week against the Bills. So I think the Saints win this game, and Spencer Rattler finally gets his first win. And I respect that guy. I respect him because, you know, he's been down. He's been in situations where it's not his fault that he's lost. Some receivers drop passes. He has blown some passes when he's been in the red zone. He's blown it a few times. I hope that comes to an end, and I hope he stays sharp even in the red zone. But he never seems to lose his spirit. So I respect him for that. And the guy really seems to be a fighter. So let's hope that the Saints win at home. You know, you're supposed to win at home. There was such a cool phrase, dome field advantage. That's been a myth. The Saints need to win that back. And they need to start winning for the fans. Start winning right in front of us. They need to start winning it at home, in the dome. So let's hope that starts this week. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Also coming up, we've got another track from Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl. And there's some adult stuff in there. She's taken some pictures that I consider to be very adult-oriented, very sensuous, very risque. And considering that she appeals to preteens, I'm surprised there hasn't been a lot of criticism of this. If there has been, I've missed it. But we'll play another track from the album. It's going to be a very successful album. Let's go to Ian with a couple of your texts.
Yeah, a lot of the texts are still about Taylor Swift. Here's one that says, hey, my wife was listening to the new album at 4 o'clock this morning while I was getting ready for work. She is a huge fan. I don't care one way or another, really, but I pretend to for her. You got to show the women you love that you care about the things that are important to her.
That's true. And Ian made that point earlier, and it's something that I've always done in my life. And not that I'm, you know, a great person when it comes to relationships, but you have to do that. I mean, it's good for a female to show interest in the things that the guys are into. I mean, think about the women that are going to go to the Saints game this weekend.
I was just about to say.
You know, and they're not that, you know, I mean, they don't understand that much about football. I mean, look, some women do. I'm not saying that women don't understand football. But a lot of women who don't know a lot about football, they're going to go with their husbands and support their husbands and support what their husbands want to do. They're going to be there for their husbands, even though they could take the game or leave it.
I mean, how many crummy football games have you made your wife or girlfriend watch, or at least be in proximity to you while you're watching it? You know, it's like last night was a great example. I turned on the TV because we were getting ready to like watch some Taylor Swift YouTube videos to like get ready. And the first thing that popped up was Thursday Night Football, and it's tied in the fourth quarter. And I'm like,
I know.
Okay. We're drinking champagne. She's painting her nails orange. We're going to watch some Taylor Swift music videos. And it's like, and I'm so glad that I did that, really. I can go back and watch Thursday Night Football if I want to. But investing that time with my partner, there's no price you can put on that.
No, it's a really important thing. And a lot of guys are egotistical and don't think about that. So if you're one of those guys, and if you've got a good woman and you want to hang on to her, then, you know, you have to do that. Look, I'm sure it's the same thing with gay couples. You know, I'm sure there's two guys in a gay couple, and you know, one of the guys is into one thing, and, you know, the other person needs to, you know, be into what they're into to some degree.
Yeah, I mean, it's this way with any relationship, you know, whether or not it's a same-sex couple or an opposite-sex couple, you're probably not going to have the exact same hobbies and interests all the way down.
Right.
But, you know, suck it up and be an adult and be selfless just for a moment and give something to your partner. I mean, I won't go into great detail, but part of the reason my last marriage fell apart, in part, was that there was just certain things that were important to her that we failed to connect on, that I failed to see the value in showing interest and investing time and thought in that.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things that went wrong with that marriage, but that was a factor. And it doesn't have to be that way, guys. Like, you can really get out in front of this and kind of nip it in the bud.
And what's interesting is
if you don't date your wife somebody else will.
Yeah, that's what's true. You know? And with your ex-wife, the things that you didn't notice, I noticed at the party after the wedding.
Yeah.
I noticed, and it was just, it kind of broke my heart thinking that, don't know.
Yeah. Well, I was the last person to figure it out.
Well, you know, but sometimes, you know, don't beat yourself up over that, because sometimes you're the last person to know.
I don't.
So look, you know, let's start this conversation, especially for, you know, our guys listening. What's something that you've gone out of your way to appreciate that you really didn't care that much about, but you went out of your way to appreciate it because your wife or girlfriend is into it? What's something that you, you know, I don't want to say pretended, but what's something that you allowed yourself to just, you know what, I'm going to get into this right now because she's into it? Give me an example of something that you got into because your wife or girlfriend are into it. And the Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. I think all of this is a great idea, but I mean, if I had a woman in my life and she was into like overhauling engines, you know, I probably would have to just break up with her.
I'd be like, sorry, honey, I'm not going to overhaul engines.
Not going to pretend to like overhauling engines.
Yeah, I'll sit over here in the corner.
Or even changing the brakes.
Have some white wine while you do that.
Yeah.
I'll sit in the garage with you. Dr. Bobby in Las Vegas says, very interesting show so far this afternoon, boys. Very interesting.
Well, think about what he does. Well, if our show's interesting based on what he does, if he does that for a living and he thinks our show's interesting, we must be interesting.
There's got to be women in the office who are listening. Shout out to the ladies in the waiting room at Dr. Bobby's clinic in Las Vegas. Yep. Love you.
That's
good luck with everything.
Thank you guys for listening. I mean, even though you're kind of being held captive there in the office, and he's got the show on. But yes, a shout out to all of the ladies in the waiting room and the nurses and everybody in the admin
the
entire staff at Dr. Bobby's office in Vegas. We love that you guys tune in every day.
A couple texts are popping in here about things that I suppose these are men that are telling us about things their wife are into that they are just going along with. And showing interest, pickleball.
Okay, I mean,
if your wife's into pickleball, man, get out there and play some pickleball with. What's that cost you? That's gonna be a good time. Make some memories together. Get a little fresh air. You know,
It's not gonna hurt you.
Get off your duff and go play pickleball with your wife. Somebody says the TV show Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, getting into a show but sometimes you might not be that interested in it, and somebody's interested in it, your wife or girlfriend are interested in it, and so you start watching and it's like, hey, wait a minute, I like this.
This is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And if you can't find an access point to this, you know, whether it's a TV show or a sport or an activity or something like that, ask your partner, what is it, what do you love about this? Tell me what interests you about this. Because bring me along. I want to get in on it the way you get in on it. I want to view it the way you do it. And they'll appreciate, I mean, who doesn't love talking about their interests? You know, it's like you go on a date, you want to talk about stuff that interests you because it makes you kind of hopefully sound smart, sound like a person who's thoughtful and cares about things and knows how to express your feelings about it. I mean, that's great. You should do that. Let's see. Ray the Plumber is listening and he says, Ian, you could have brought you and your girlfriend's Swifty listening party to visit Scoot at the hospital.
Well,
LOL. You know,
but I didn't tell them. It's not their fault. I mean, I'm sure they would have come had I told them I was in the hospital overnight.
Be like, which room is Scoot in? We have Aperol spritz. we brought enough for everybody.
No, I should have mentioned that I was in intensive care. You know, I mean, because of the blood gushing from my face yesterday, it was pretty serious.
Oh wow. Okay, I'm going to leave you with this text. This text says, "My wife is into pickleball, and my girlfriend is into Taylor Swift."
Okay, yeah.
It's the 90s. All right,
it
go
is.
Off, King.
Okay, well, wow. I'm glad that works out. just don't come home singing any or whistling any Taylor Swift songs.
Yeah, good luck with all of that.
Yeah. Wow. All right, if you want to join us for the comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I love the sense of humor of our audience. This is a great audience, and I love that you participate in the show. And even if you just hang out and you don't really participate, just by listening, just by tuning in, you are part of the show. Like the women and the whole staff in Dr. Bobby's office in Vegas. I mean, you guys are part of the show, and I love you for that. This weekend at Gretna Fest, one of the headlining acts is collective soul. I'm Scoot. We will be right back on Free For All Friday on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 1992, I was watching. You might have been watching, too. This is the night Sinead O'Connor was doing her hit song, Nothing Compares to You. When it was over, she went off script and she said, "Fight the real enemy." And she tore a picture of the Pope right in half on TV. She was causing a lot of trouble. I mean, look, people freaked out over this, that somebody would tear a picture of the Pope in half. But, you know, this week we talked about the new Pope, Pope Leo, talking about how if you are pro-life and you support the death penalty, you're not really pro-life. If you are pro-life and you support the inhumane treatment of illegal immigrants in the United States, he says, I don't think you're really pro-life. So a lot of people, you know, a lot of people disagree with the Pope. I mean, a lot of people disagree with popes in general. And even if you're a Catholic, I'm a Catholic, and I don't think we have to listen to everything the Pope says. If you want to, I mean, it's guidance. If you want to listen to everything he says, that's up to you. But I don't think Catholics have to listen to every single thing the Pope says, because I have disagreements with the Catholic Church, but I still enjoy going to Mass. And for those of you who say, well, you're not really a Catholic, well, if you go to church, you might be going to church. If you support the death penalty, then I could say you're not really a Catholic. So it doesn't matter, you know, what the issue is. You know, the point is a lot of Catholics go to Mass and they don't agree with every aspect of the Catholic Church. But Sinead O'Connor really caused a lot of controversy when she ripped up a picture of the Pope. All right. Coming up in November, next month, is this Kelly Kicking Cancer Who's Got Talent Gala. I go every year. It is an amazing event on the North Shore. And Larry Rowling is in charge of this. He joins us on the air. Larry, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Should I call you Judge?
That sounds a little too dignified for me.
Well, you have been a great judge for this event for the last few years, and I know you love every minute of it. You have smiles and you entertain with the contestants, et cetera. But we are ready for the 11th annual Kelly Kicking Cancer Gala, Who's Got Talent, on November 1st.
Yeah, and this is a moment when Larry is like putting the call out there. Like, if you or somebody in your family has talent and you want to look for a stage for them to display that talent, not only is there, you know, not only is there money to be won, but this is a great opportunity to be in front of really a really cool audience and to practice your talent, whatever that talent is. And it could be singing, it could be dancing, it can be comedy, it can be, you know, any genre of music. And the talent is overwhelmingly great, and it's really hard to make a final decision. And Larry, you have a guest with you?
Yes, I do. I have Michelle Bura. She handles our contestants and our judges, and I know she wants to talk about that, try to get those contestants online to submit their application, which that deadline is October 15th. But here's Michelle.
Okay, Michelle, that. Yeah, tell us how people can send in a video, and what they have. Well, just tell them the details about doing the video of their talent so they can be part of this great gala.
I will. And thank you, Scoot, for having us on. You've been a wonderful judge for the last, I can't believe it, this is our fifth year, and you've been there from the first Who's Got Talent, helping us select incredible winners every year. Let me just say and remind everyone that we give away $1,000. So, for example, all of those stage door idol contestants that we saw over the summer, come on over to the North Shore, because we're giving away actually $1,750. So $1,000 to the winner, $500 to the second place winner, and $250 to the third place winner.
Now, how do people send in the video? And to talk a little bit about the video itself, what do they have to send you?
Okay, well, the great thing is, super simple. It literally just takes a few minutes. You can take an iPhone video. You can find a video from a former performance where you've been on stage. You just download the video at our site, which is whosgottalentgala.com. Send it in, and we will review them, and we select our finalists that get to perform. We will have six final contestants at our event who get to perform in front of our celebrity judges, which, of course, include you, Scoot. And we also have, if you don't mind, I'd love to mention, we have Leslie Castay, a former Broadway star, NOCA teacher and successful director at JPAS and Tulane Summer Lyric. And we have Dennis Asaf, whom I'm sure you're familiar with. He's the artistic and founding director of JPAS. And Billy Nungesser is usually there.
Yes.
Lieutenant Governor. So we have a great panel of judges.
Yeah, look, it's a fun event. The only problem with it is picking which one should be the winner, because any one of them could be the winner. I mean, that's the kind of talent that you get. So just a brief, how long does the video have to be?
The video, it can be literally 30 seconds a minute. You could even send us a 3-minute video.
Okay.
We'll have a time constraint once they're selected. But in terms of sending it in, we just want it to be as easy as possible. So just send what you have. We'll get it. And then by October 15th is our deadline.
Okay. Where do they send it?
They go to our website, whosgottalentgala.com, and you can upload it there. It has all the information there.
Okay. Do the website one more time.
Who's Got Talent?
Oh, Who's Got Talent? Okay.
Gala. Who's Got Talent? Gala.com.
All right. .com. I want to write that down in case anybody, you know, calls it. Hey, what was that? Website again? All right. Who's Got Talent.com. That's where you send the video. So if you or somebody in your family has talent and you want to get them out there and get them to not only practice their art, but also to just get them in front of an audience, and maybe they win a few bucks, this is a great opportunity to do it. Just a short video, 30 seconds, 3 minutes, whatever, very casual. Doesn't have to be like a big production, but just an example of what you do, what is your talent, and it could be anything. And just send that to Who's Got Talent, Who's Got Talent Gala.com.
Correct.
Hey, Stu, can I talk about the gala really quick?
For sure.
Tickets, if you're looking to even go to that, it's a great event. We had a full house last year. It was our best ever. You go to the same website, or you can go to kellykickingcancer.org. That'll get you to everything you need anyway. But the seats are, singles are $135, and table of 12 is $1,500. We do have sponsor opportunities available. And again, that gives you full open bar, all the food you would ever want. We have a great auction. One of our auction items this year is from Billy Nungesser. It was the highest bid auction item last year. It's a seafood boil with him at Fontainebleau State Park for 20 guests. That is just a great gift, and we appreciate the Lieutenant Governor. And again, we appreciate you, Scoot, everything that you do to help us out.
Well, Larry, do you have a band again this year?
Yes, thanks for asking. We have the Proud Mary's Band.
Okay.
It's going to be awesome right after awards are given out. You can dance as long as you want.
Oh, yeah. And I look, and since people drink during the talent show, by the time the talent show's over and the awards are given out, people are ready to dance. Even if they can't, they still dance.
I saw you on the dance floor last year.
I did. I have to admit, I danced a little bit last year. I did.
It's a great time.
Scoot, we're doing something fun this year, too. Our attire and dress code this year is green tie, so bring your best, and we are going to be giving away best dress awards as well. So
well,
it should be a little more excitement.
I'm not going to compete for that, but I got to get a green tie. Green tie.
You always look great.
Look, let's just mention also this young woman who lost her life to brain cancer, and this raises money for brain cancer research, which is just vital. And, you know, somebody, you know, in the prime of their life at a very young age just can be taken from us. And brain cancer is one of the things that it can do that. And it's a, just, it's a sad story. It's happy that we get together, but let's not forget talking about Kelly, who left us way too soon. And that's what this is all about.
Thank you, Stu. I appreciate you mentioning that. And we have raised a ton of money in the last years, and it goes to the Kenneth R. Peak Brain Treatment Center in Houston. So hopefully we're saving lives, right? Yeah.
All right, Larry Rowling, and I'm sorry, Michelle, what did you have to say?
I was saying, and we send 100% of the monies raised to that.
Yep. Boy, that's always good to know. People like to know that. They like to know that, you know, somebody's not, you know, taking money off and taking a lot of the money themselves. But so 100% of it does go to, you know, this association. Larry Rowling and Michelle Burris, thank you for being with us. Good luck. I hope you get a lot of great contestants, and I look forward to being there in November.
Thank you, Scoot.
See you later.
All right. Have a good afternoon. All right. It's Free for All Friday. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Oh, we got to mention the Causeway northbound is closed. Guess what? Of course, an accident. A bad accident on the Causeway. Causeway northbound is closed. We've been talking about that this week. Talked about it yesterday. There have been some accidents on the spillway and the causeway. And again, this is probably the result of distracted driving or tailgating, or maybe both. And neither one is necessary. You know, people don't really have to die. You don't have to get into an accident. And we also talked yesterday about how, you know, there are commercials that kind of make it seem like, oh man, the best thing that can happen to me, if I get in a bad accident, I'm going to get all this money. The people who get a lot of money are not necessarily the people that you see on TV. And they're not telling you all the details about their injuries and what they're dealing with. So just know that getting into an accident is not a way to riches. And just drive safely and just give yourself distance between you and the car in front of you. All right, so we're continuing to play some tracks from Taylor Swift's brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl. It was released at 11:01 our time. Ian Hoke and his girlfriend, Julia, were there. She's a big Swiftie. She's turned Ian into a Swiftie. And they were listening to this. And Ian has picked out a couple of cuts that he wants to share with us as we share it with you today.
You're going to have to read something from... Okay, good. I couldn't find the clean... I couldn't find the edited version of the album for a minute. And I was like...
Okay, wait. Let's just talk about this for a moment. Taylor Swift has some adult-oriented stuff on the album. One of the songs is called Wood, and it's about her fiancé, Travis Kelce. And apparently, I guess you could say that Travis Kelce has a big tree. I guess that would be one way to phrase it. So she's got some, you know, adult themes in the music, but as Ian pointed out, I mean, this woman is a poet, and she has a way of just capturing the right words for lyrics to express things going on in her life. She wrote this album and recorded some of it while she was on the Eras Tour. And this reflected her, much of it reflected her new relationship with Travis Kelce, which has been, you know, she dated a lot of people. I mean, John Mayer and the lead singer of the band, the 1975. He's a crazy guy. And you know, I think she just, you know, it's kind of a great love story because she just kind of, it was kind of a whim how they met. It was kind of he wanted a date with her and asked her. I think in the beginning it was really kind of about the publicity and the fun of it all, but he really did have a crush on her, and it has worked out into a real love story.
It really has, and you really, if you sit down and kind of listen to the lyrics on this album in particular, you know, the last one that came out, there's some song, oh, is this about Travis? We don't really know. This album is about Travis Kelce. Some parts of it are extremely about Travis Kelce.
More than we need to know about Travis Kelce.
So that, we'll listen to Wood in the next hour. That's the name of the song that's
about Travis. You said would.
It's about
this. This is like Beavis and Butthead on the air.
I got to find a part of that song that's G-rated for this audience. You know what I mean? We'll listen to that. But we'll go to break right now with the track called Actually Romantic.
Okay.
And this is a diss track. You know how, like, you know, rappers will often, like, write a diss track about one another?
Yeah.
Well, Taylor Swift has apparently written a diss track about Charlie XCX. And I don't think we talked about Charlie XCX a lot on the show. Charlie XCX put out an album last summer called Brat. It was like the big, I'm so Julia. Anyway, Charlie XCX is another kind of pop singer in the mold. And I guess they've been beefing for a little while. So Taylor has written a song called Actually Romantic, where she's like, your obsession with me is actually kind of sweet. Like, it makes me feel good that you care so much about me. You're so obsessed with me that you would go out and be talking smack and you'd write your own diss track. This is her response to that, Actually Romantic.
You know, this is a good song. You know, sometimes some of the people on social media who appear to be obsessed with me, sometimes I send them back a response and say, you really have a crush on me, don't you?
Yeah,
I mean, some of the
really
people
do.
That it's like, I mean, I think they're really infatuated with me and have this like man crush on me. And they just bash me, but they do it so consistently and so often that I think they're secretly crushing on me.
Yep.
Anyway, I love this song by Taylor Swift. All right, I'm Scoot. It's Free for All Friday, and we'll be right back. You're listening to
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL. This is a band from South Louisiana. The band is called Lovers. They're going to be at Gretna Fest this weekend. Listen to this cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. The lead singer of Lovers is River Gibson. He has iconic rock moves on stage. He is like a lot of top performers. He's got star quality. I've been talking about this band for at least 2 years now. This band has potential. In fact, River just got off stage just now doing Austin City Limits. And River joins us on WWL. River, good afternoon. Hello, River.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good. So tell me about doing Austin City Limits.
Oh, my goodness. I just walked off the stage just minutes ago. Oh, my God, we had such a wonderful time. Lovers' first major music festival, you know, outside of Jazz Fest. My goodness, it was just such a wonderful thing to be here.
Look, you guys have something magical about you, and I have a lot of faith in you and the band. And, you know, don't give up. I know you go through discouraging times, and when things don't happen right away, you know how good you are, and you want things to take off right away, but they don't take off right away. You gotta stick with it. Poison sent in like 6 demo tapes before they finally got signed. So, you know, you can't ever give up, and I think you guys have star quality, and I like your music. Sometimes it reminds me of the 80s, but, you know, just there's a lot there, and I hope you guys keep going.
I certainly appreciate that, Scoot. You know, I've been a fan of yours for a long time as well, and, you know, it means the world, you know, what the things that you say about us. And yeah, and you're right. It's a lot of it is just keeping on and persistence. And yeah, I mean, it's just like anything else, you know. It's just, you gotta, if you want to follow a dream, you have to follow it all the way, you know. You can't just back out at some time. But yeah, we've been doing this now for about 7 years or so, and You know what? Things are starting to. It's a slow build. It's a slow
it
burn,
is.
Especially
it,
nowadays.
It is.
Especially in the streaming world and stuff. And we're like a live band. You know, a lot of our incentive goes into the live show, and you know, that's where the real joy is for us. Yeah. And so, you know, that's where we see a lot of our building, and it just takes time, like you said. But,
we're
starting to see a little bit of building.
If I were a program director on a music station, I would be adding some of your music, and that, I think that day's coming. So just, you know, hang in there. How would you describe the music of the band Lovers?
Yeah, it's kind of like sleek 80s pop kind of. A lot of people say it sounds like a little bit like NXS vibe.
Yeah.
We get compared a lot to the 1975, Maroon 5 a good bit. A little bit of all that. Some people say Fall Out Boy. It's a good mix. But it's somebody today was describing us as like synth rock. So, you know, we just but really we have music that sounds a little bit like everything. Like we have a record coming in November, and a lot of it is a lot more personal, heartfelt, more acoustic. I mean, it's still rock and roll, but, you know, just kind of away from the glossiness. You know?
I'm gonna play another one of your songs. I'm gonna play another one of your songs going into the break just now after we wrap this up in just a minute. But I wanted to come out with Dreams because when a band does a cover, it gives the audience a real opportunity to judge who the band is because they know the original, and when they hear a band do a cover, if the band does it in their own style, then they go, okay, now I understand who that band is.
Right.
So it's good to do a cover now and then. So look, you do Austin City Limits. You're going to be at Gretna Fest on Sunday afternoon.
Yes, we're doing Gretna Fest this Sunday at 4:30.
All right,
we're very excited about that. We love Gretna Fest.
All right, River. Look, you've got the moves. You got the look. The band has the sound. The band is Lovers, spelled capital R, capital V, capital V R S, all caps. LVVRS, creative way to spell Lovers. And I think you guys have something. So thanks for spending a few minutes with us, and good luck at Gretna Fest.
Thank you, Scoot. Hope to see you out there, man. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
All right. River Gibson of Lovers. And here's the band Lovers. And the song is Live That Way Forever. I like this band. I have faith in them. Let's see where they go. But they'll be at Gretna Fest Sunday afternoon. And we're going to break with Lovers on WWL. All right, let me remind you, the Causeway northbound is closed. Yep, accident. All right, performing at Gretna Fest this weekend, Rockin' Doopsie Jr. and my friend Amanda Shaw is going to be there as well. So coming up in the next hour, let's talk a little bit about the Saints and why we think they're going to win. We'll also share another song from the new Taylor Swift album, The Life of a Showgirl. This song is entitled Would. And it's about Travis Kelce. Also, Saints Giants coverage begins at 8 a.m. Sunday morning with Steve Geller and Jeff Nowak here on WWL for the Caesars Sportsbook First Take. And then at 10 o'clock, Bobby and Steve Geller for the Bud Light Countdown to Kickoff. They're going to be live, Loge level. The Gate B Atrium, presented by Craig's Electrical and Generator. Noon kickoff with Deuce and Hoss. And following all of that, Bobby Hebert at the Swamp Room Bar and Grill, Veterans Highway in Metairie. Oh boy, I spent some time in the Swamp Room. Anyway, that's the point after, right after the game. All right, hang on. I'm Scoot. Free for All Friday continues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.